This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate you hanging in there with me. I appreciate all the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, get involved in the conversation. I don't care if you send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I don't care if you head out to the website where you can, there's a live chat room going on there. You can, smarter people than I are in that chat room. Or you get, if you're a Facebook person, we have a live Facebook feed on the Real Side Radio Facebook page. Anyway, just get involved, get engaged. I was going to beat up some of these emails today, and then I decided not to. And one of the reasons I decided not to was because everybody else is doing it. You can hear that stuff on every station out there. And if that's really what you want to hear, then, you know, we live in America. Right now, it's still easy to get commentary on what the government's doing. May not be so much after November. If my buds don't get you, if you don't get your buds out there, and again, I know some of you are just going to shut down right now. So get over yourselves, get over me, whatever. I'm tired of hearing about how I can't bring myself to vote for Trump. I can't, you know, he's a this, he's a that. Let me explain it to you in very simple English. And I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to say to you, well, you know, a non-vote is a vote for Hillary, you know, a vote for Gary Johnson is a vote for Hillary. I'm not going to do that to you. Here's what I'm going to do to you. Look at the people she's surrounded with. Look at the people she's been surrounded with. Look at the people she's going to put in charge. And you just heard a retired general tell you the country will go in two different directions depending on how you vote. You've got one that hates the military, one that hates your right to own a gun, one that hates your right to freedom of speech, one that hates your right to freedom, period. Because she wants to be the royalty. They want to be the royalty, the king and queen for this country. I mean, think about it. She doesn't care about you. I don't care how often she says she does. I don't care how many of her surrogates are out there telling you everything she's done. She's done absolutely nothing. Oh, well, she's done a lot on the negative side of the ledger. But when it comes to doing good for people, doing things the right way, she has done nothing. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you're trying to sell me. But, Joe, look at all the stuff Trump said. Yes, look at all he said, and look at all Billy Bob did. And then Hillary went to bat for him. Now you look at the people that Donald Trump, Valerie is one of them. Alan West, can you imagine if he puts Alan West in? Right? As a Secretary of Defense? Can you understand? I mean, let's just go down the whole list. Or we could. I mean, think of the people he's looking at for Attorney General. Can you imagine if he throws, imagine throwing Trey Gowdy in as Attorney General? Okay, he's got Alan West as Secretary of Defense, and I would make, I know some of you don't agree with me, I'd make Chris Christie Special Prosecutor for the emails. You know, you get my drift? Do you know what I'm saying? Because it works both ways. She knows that if Trump wins, it's over for her and her game. You know, unless they kill him. And then the other thing is, if something goes, you know, if something goes wrong physically with Trump, Pence is second in charge. I can live with that. I'm comfortable with the ticket. And I'm comfortable with Trump, whether you want to hear it or not. And some of you could go nuts. But I'm comfortable with Trump because I'm looking at who he's surrounding himself with. So he may not be able to control his mouth. He may not have all the answers. But like a good businessman, like a successful person, like someone who has a clue, he's going to surround himself with the people who know what to do. And don't give me that, Obama did the same thing, he just didn't do anything. No, he didn't. He's got a bunch of losers around him. You know, before you can get a job with him, I'm sure there's a checklist of 20 things that you have to agree with. And I'm sure none of them have to, I'm sure the first 18 and a half. Yeah. I'm sure the first 18 and a half of those issues have absolutely nothing to do with the security of this country. Probably has to do with how somebody feels about gender fluidity, right? I'm sure equality, women in the military. I'm sure it's all around those things. Whether we believe in what am I looking for here? You know, whether we believe in help me out, will you? I had a senior moment. Oh, American superiority. American exceptionalism. That's the word I was looking for. Now, if you believe in American exceptionalism, then you can't be on his team. It's obvious. And then she does it. And you heard the general talk about Buzz Patterson. I will reach out to him tomorrow. I've been saying I'm going to do it. I just haven't got around to it. That's the other thing, too. Hey, if you want to be an intern for the show, I keep losing you guys to bigger companies. If you want to be an intern for the show, send me an email with your contact information to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. We'll talk about what you can do and how you can help the show succeed. But anyway, it just makes me nuts. So I talked to a friend of mine that's been in the manufacturing business, I don't know, 30 years now. And when I say manufacturing, I don't mean these manufacturing things. I mean the companies that he works for, has worked for, makes the equipment. You know, they make the equipment that actually makes the parts to make planes and trains and automobiles and all that stuff. And he said to me, point blank, do not worry. Okay? Do not worry about the border. We're not going to have a problem. You know why we're not going to have a problem? Because more and more and more Mexicans are staying down there because more and more plants are going down there. I'll tell you more about that later on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. When we return, be ready for Corey Duncan. Strap up, because he's got a lot he wants to talk about. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to the Railside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. You know, I am, you know, if you got a camera, you can see what I'm doing here. I'm gonna poke you guys in the left in the head every chance I get when you're being disingenuous and dishonest. Alright, you post these things up on Facebook, other places, I watch the stories come across, you try to post stuff up on my face. If you post garbage, and I don't mean bad stuff, I mean a lie, an out-and-out lie, I am going to rake you over the coals on my Facebook page, and I'm going to leave it there. Yeah, you'll pull yours down, because what happens is, people don't know, when people say, Joe, what are you talking about? And I go, look, I see you've pulled your stuff down. So if you've got the guts to say it, if you believe it to be true, then stand behind it. Leave it up there. Anyway, here's a guy that's not afraid to tell you like it is. It's not afraid to deal with you at the proper level, if you would. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as our black man from Baltimore. Corey, thanks for being with me today.
Always a pleasure to come on.
I've been waiting for this. There's so much stuff going on out there. Again, you know, we've had more cops shot this week. You've had BLM out there. Not denouncing any of it, not denouncing any of the violence, but what are they doing? They're out there protesting at these things that Black Lives Matter. Well, it's not about you all the time. It's not about them all the time. I mean, I don't even know where to go with this because this is not, I'm not black, so they get upset with me. I don't even know where to go with this. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, once again, it's always a pleasure to
always
appear.
A pleasure.
You know, I hear the frustration in your voice and you know, in your comments or whatever. And I'm equally frustrated when they take, I'm a retired soldier myself. And I hate when people take out these bounties or, This assassination stuff with on law enforcement officers that put their life on the line. You know, we had a situation here, in Maryland where the firemen responded to a fire and they took a couple pop shots at the fire department. I mean,
God.
How did you take a shot at somebody that's coming to put out a fire? You know, but then again, we all know who this goes back to. This goes back to Barack Obama. And as long as he's not on law enforcement side at all, and none of these Democrats or liberals are. And, you know, it made me kind of sick to my stomach yesterday. I saw the lady, I can't remember her name. Oh my goodness. No offense to Tennessee. She's a very beautiful lady. I always had a crush on her.
You didn't listen to the show last night. Okay. Now it is now wrong. It's not just politically incorrect. It's wrong. Yeah. It's sexist for you to tell a woman that she's pretty or looks good.
Right. But see, if I was to tell a guy, hey man, I think, you know, I've had a crush on you for a long time, it would be okay. But now you understand what kind of world we live in.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, and I heard her, she gave this 5 or 10 minute rant about, you know, the situation with Billy Bush with 9 times out of 10, he's probably lost his job for what he did or whatever. And he should lose his job or whatever. NBC is back in the hot seat again for doing this dumb stuff. And my thing with this, okay, now if they're going to fire Billy Bush or this or that, or, you know, they suspended him, which that means they're probably going to fire him sooner or later because, you know, he did something that he wasn't supposed to have done. But the thing with this, if you're going to do that, what does that tell you? So that tells you that it's run by the liberals or whatever. You know, I'm sick. I'm so sick and tired of, you know, they want to come after Rush Limbaugh, or they want to come after me, or they want to come after you, or they come over and come after anyone that says anything equal to about Hillary. And I love the way he called her out on a lot of things. You know, I watched a couple, you know, spots of the debate. And, you know, I'm glad he did. That's what he should do. He should not go back to being panty and being lapdog for her because she's not doing the same thing for him. But see, the one thing that she has on our side, she has the liberal media that continues to take and just, you know, she don't have to speak. You know, they ask the questions and they answer it. And like I was telling someone else, Anderson Cooper, he used to work for the Central Intelligence Agency. You know, as far as the network, every network has somebody from, has a representative of the Central Intelligence Agency to tell what you should know and what you shouldn't know or whatever. And I hope anybody that doesn't think that you're a total fool. You know, it's like when I came out overnight and I told someone, I said, well, you know, if you're going to ask questions, you know, if you go to my Twitter page, Corey Duncan on Twitter, if you go there, you'll see where I ask the question, well, why is nobody answering the question? I mean, you ask the question about what a man said a long time ago, but you don't ask about her, about the emails, or why a standing person that's in a cabinet, State Department, is attending Bilderberg. You're not supposed to do that. You're not even supposed to be there. What are you there for to talk about in privacy? See, why is no one asking questions, deep, dark, secret questions like that? Why no one answers questions like that. Why? Because if you don't know what Bilderberg is, Google it. You Google everything else. You Google about Trump.
Well, the thing, look, one of the things that I love that he did was he didn't let up on her. Yeah, and the right wing, the hardcore right wing Republicans need to grow a spine because they were uncomfortable with him bringing those, the people that Bill sexually assaulted, which I believe threw off her game, and I believe it threw off Bill's game as well, okay? They didn't like the fact that he had a news conference, but it was funny because even the king of this stuff, Newt Gingrich, said, look, I was very uncomfortable. I thought what he did was wrong in having that news conference. I thought what he did was wrong in having those women there. He said, but I got to tell you, I think it was a brilliant move now. So he's shaking it up. These people do not know what to do with him, and the guys on the right are running when they should be running towards him and saying, look, I denounce what he said. What he said was disgusting. What he said was terrible. But guess what? I definitely don't want her. Right?
Well, see, the thing that's called the double standard. See, they want to throw their spitball from the balcony like they always do, and then you take... And you throw, what he did was not wrong. What was wrong about it? I mean, if she want to talk about something from 400 years ago, why can't he, why is it that
somebody,
she can talk about dirt, but he can't talk about dirt?
Somebody just sent me this. It says, they always talk about equality, but it's only equality when it's everybody else. You know, she's a woman, so he has to talk about her different. One commentator said he was demeaning her simply by calling her she. Okay, that alone showed his disrespect for her. I'm thinking to myself, when did that happen? And if you want equality, both of them have to pull up their big boy and their big girl panties and have to deal with what's being said. Enough of this garbage where you hurt my feelings and, you're going to be president. Shut up, right?
Oh, no. Remember, she's tolerable. So, I mean, she's tolerant it's interesting.
We got to go for a quick commercial when we come back. I'll let you unload some more. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. At Liberty HealthShip. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more.
Going in. Hold on.
Can't let me go.
Back. Hopefully you are too. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring my guest right back on. I've got Corey Duncan on with me. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. He was the one that was giving us the insight on what was going on with the Baltimore Six. And is there anything else? It's pretty much done, right? Now they're just going after the they're going to sue the city because the city already lost $6 million. There's no reason why you can't lose another 10 or 12 or 50, right?
Absolutely, and that's what's happening. It's been real quiet, and, you know, that means that there's a lot of things going on behind the closed doors, and, you know, the liberals, you know, if it has to do with the police, no, we don't want anybody to hear about that, but if it has to do about, you know, a person that's so dope in your neighborhood or whatever, you give a, you know, you give a recreation center his name, then we have to talk about it.
They named a rec center.
Yeah.
After that guy, and they
right.
paid his family $6 million. My God, I mean, so apparently you're doing the wrong thing by being on the right side of the law over there.
Yeah, well, that's the way it seems. The whole thing, you know, in this country, it seems like, as I say always, the rule of law has been thrown out the window. But see, this is the kind of situation that makes Vigilante. This is the kind of I'm not condoning it, but. You know, yeah, a lot of people, like, you know, maybe all.
Hey, you're muffled.
They said, you know, maybe they should just take the badges off and go out and, you know, just start doing with our own policing, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, I don't condone it, but, you know, that's the way it seems like it's coming to you. If you have the, look, let's put it this way. If the authorities are not going to back the police, what can the police do? You can't do your job efficiently.
Well, there was that woman in St. Louis that would beat up the cop. She was afraid. She said she was afraid to pull her gun. She was afraid of what the public would do to her, the kind of trouble she'd get into. We can't have cops running around afraid to not only defend themselves. Look, if they're afraid to defend themselves, they're going to be afraid to defend us. They're going to be afraid to, you know, to take down a criminal because the community might come against them and or the police station. We can't have our policemen living in fear, right?
Well, the way I look at it like this, this old shorter came on in 75, and always like to watch it every now and again. The motorcycle police is with a Magnum Force or whatever.
Yeah.
where they just went rogue. And, you know, and it was about cleaning up this, you know, the courts are going to keep letting them out or keep letting them do things, and you're not going to allow the police to do the job, then the hell with it. But that's why I say when things happen, you can't blame the police because if the police are afraid to do anything, see, that's why we don't have a rule of law. And then when it gets out of hand, then the politicians like Barack, this or that, you know, they pass judgment on things. They don't even let the Justice Department do their job. Or well, that's why I say this is a very, very, very important election. Because if Hillary gets in there, it's Barack Obama in a pantsuit for the next 4 years.
I don't disagree with you. I really don't. I want to read this to you real quick. You know, it's really funny because when a bakery or what have you won't service a gay or lesbian couple, when a bakery or a photographer won't do it, everybody is crazy. But there was a Kroger employee who refused to service a cop, okay? And this was in Louisiana. An employee at the Alexandria Kroger store refused to service a police officer because they were simply a cop, right? And their response has been, like, lukewarm. Because they're worried that the policeman came in with a police uniform on, all right, and was grocery shopping with the daughter, and the checkout clerk saw that she was a police officer and refused to check her out. So this is now becoming a common occurrence. It seems to be somewhat acceptable. This person should have been fired for not taking care of, first of all, a customer. Why would you not check out a customer, period? But it's because it was a cop is what made it a big deal.
Because it wasn't Black Lives Matter. He wasn't Syrian, or he wasn't a transvestite. Okay. If he was a transvestite, it would have been okay. Well, sorry, friends out there in California. Sorry.
Well, the point, though, is that the cops have become the bad guy. There's 738,000 police officers on the street at any given point in time, and the policemen have become the bad guys. It's irritating as heck.
It's irritating to me because I can't understand how civilian authority has allowed politics, not religion, politics, to change the way that we run this country or the Constitution. I don't understand where we got into this stuff, but I understand because I understand how we got here because of Barack Obama. That's how we got here. We got here because of a lot of his policies. And if she's going to continue his policies, you know, I was talking to someone else the other day and they were saying that they were kind of discouraged about the way Trump was, you know, was being looked at and this and that and the Billy Bush situation. And then all of a sudden WikiLeaks come out about more of her emails or whatever like that. But they don't want to talk about that. But the thing is, like I told them, don't get discouraged. You know, you still have to vote. And, you know, whether you vote, whether you know, they try to steal it or this or that, still vote. Because this is not going to be as big a win as she thinks it's going to be. If she thinks she's going to win, I think it's going to be a lot closer than what people think. Because, a lot of people have to understand. I try to talk to a lot of black liberals about it, and even people that are black that's on the fence. And I tell them, I'm like, you know, if you see what's going on and you crying and whining about the Syrian refugees and the people that come, I mean, they're coming over here taking the job. It's not whitey. It's not even the Mexicans. The jobs that the Mexicans are taking, that's a different story because we already know that, you know, there's, you know, certain jobs that they'll do that other people won't do. Okay, we understand that. We all have our job to do. Or whatever, to keep this country running, regardless. But my thing of it is just that you're fussing about that, but they come into your neighborhoods and they set up camp, and, you know, they're taking your jobs. But you want to blame Whitey and say it's Whitey's fault because you have a fourth-grade education or a third-grade education, and you didn't apply yourself, and they just pass you through so they can get federal money, and the Syrians come here, and they don't have a driver's license or a Social Security number, and they're allowed to vote. And they're allowed to take your jobs.
Yeah.
But yet you don't hold the liberal politics, the liberal politician accountable. That's where not the stupidity, not the ignorance. It's a sickness.
Yeah, I agree with you. But you know what? Let's go back. It's really funny right now. There are surrogates for Hillary out there talking about what a comeback Detroit is making, what a comeback some of these cities are making. You know, you've got friends in these areas. You've got friends in Baltimore. Are these cities making a comeback? I mean, are they doing well under the Democrats?
Well, let me ask you a question. The person that said this, are they doing late night stand up or whatever somewhere? Because that's what they need to go back to doing. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. No,
Baltimore City is a wreck. Detroit is horrible. I mean, it's deplorable and horrible. I mean, I have friends that live in Detroit, and they tell me, you know, they're trying to get out of Michigan.
Yeah, I hear you. But, see, as a talk show host, I say it. I'm an old white guy with silver hair. So, apparently I hate all the blacks. I hate the black neighborhoods. I hate the Democrats. You know, all of that. And I just stop and I go, this has nothing to do with color, person, party, or anything else. I mean, you keep telling me what a great job you guys are doing, but every major city that you have control of is in the tank, and money isn't going to help.
Well, let me say this. In retrospect, in your defense, let me put this out here. Please do not be discouraged to tell the truth or to tell it like it is. If they want to call you a racist, tell them no further than people like Jay-Z that calls everybody the N-word. He talks about women. You know, you can't be a hypocrite when you talk about things. And you know, guys like yourself, Levin, Limbaugh, the list goes on. Don't stop saying what the truth is, because that's what they want. They want people to be afraid to tell the truth and be politically correct. And we don't need it. I was telling someone else the other day, we kind of got into a little argument at work. We don't need a fairness doctrine. And I told this person the same thing. I said, we don't need a fairness doctrine. What we need to do is stop being a bunch of wusses and start standing up and be men again or whatever. Start walking around, you know, you got a president walking around with mom jeans on. I mean, come on, man. Really? I mean, really, who are you? Are you a president? Are you a sweetheart? I mean, what are you, man?
Hey, you know, I got to tell you, we got to go for a break. I'll hit this on the other side of the break, because it just ran into my head, and I'm thinking to myself, I have to watch how I put this stuff, and not because I'm afraid. I don't want to have to weed through the emails of people calling me a racist, which I'm not. I mean, people do it. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Listen, you guys are smart. I know you're smart. I see the conversations going on, okay? So write this number down, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. You can get a free Morgan silver coin and just call my friends over there. They've got, look, you need to do some financial planning, right? I don't care how old you are, how young you are, or you think you got it all together, you think you got it all figured out. Well, guess what? You don't. There's no way to figure out what's going on around here. Market's down 400 one day, up 100 the next, sideways 300. I mean, just don't even try. So give my buddy over there a call, 844-715-7311. For the call, if you qualify, and the qualify means you can't be living in your mother's basement and you have to have a job. You know what I'm saying? You get a free Morgan silver coin. He's got a white paper called The Coming Bail-In. If you've got an IRA account, if you've got any kind of retirement account, you need to be careful. Give those guys a call. They'll tell you what to do with it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Let's bring him back on. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, to give us some insight, not only to the black community, but to what's going on with, you work with a lot of Dems, don't you? I mean, you have a lot of Dems around you anyway.
Well, I got a lot of Dems that's around me, but it's more conservatives and patriots and the conservative independents that I work with. But, the ones that's the liberals or whatever, they're few. In my department, they're few and none, because you know, we all see what's been happening the last 8 years. So, you know, it's very discouraging, especially when you do things and you work in certain departments that I won't talk about or whatever, work, and it's the fight, you know, terrorism or it's a fight terrorism abroad or whatever. And you have certain, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. And you know, you can't allow people, you can't get professional people to do a professional job if you want them to sit up and be a bunch of clowns or this or that or whatever. You know, you can't allow, I mean, that's just unacceptable. You can't ask the person to be professional and do their job to protect people, you know, if the powers that be won't let you do it.
No, I agree with you. So, in some of the circles that you travel in, I'm trying not to give away too much information here, but in some of the circles that you travel in, are they still defending Hillary or are they denouncing Trump? I mean, what is keeping them from voting for a Republican, if you would?
Well, I think what it is not the fact that how can I put this? It's not the fact that they don't want to vote for Trump. It's the point of it is that nobody wants to vote for the unknown. See, with Hillary, you know what you're going to get. You know, rape, murder, you know, a world government, you know, because that's what she's about or whatever, you know. But this guy, you don't really know what you're going to get because he's a business person. But see, that's what we need in this country. We don't need any more politicians. We need someone that's non-establishment, someone that's going to say what's on their mind. I don't think Donald Trump would take and embarrass anyone overseas or whatever like that. He would just command the same respect that other people before him, i.e. Reagan or whatever like that, or have you, or have you even with Bush or whatever, or George, the father and the son. But the thing of it is that, you know, in my circles that I travel, it's not that the fact that they don't want to vote for Trump. They understand Hillary is a crook, but the thing that Hillary has that takes you a long way in this world is not money, it's power. And it's power. Power is what controls the money. That's why I always tell people, they always want money, but I don't want money. Give me power and resources, and that can change anything because they can out get rid of paper at any time or whatever when they want to get rid of the monetary system. But, you know, get back to what you were saying, you know, they a lot of them are going to vote for Trump because they understand, especially in government and the military, because they understand what she's about. And they understand, you know, i.e. Benghazi or whatever, or what have you. And she's not going to continue all of Barack's policies, but the policies that she has is kind of similar to what he would do or whatever. And that's something that the military and law enforcement don't need in this country.
Think about some of the governors in the states, in this country, and think about where the Dems are at. You know, they are allowing felons, they're allowing jail people to vote all across the country because we know who they're going to vote for. Okay, it's already very obvious when they register to vote how they're registering, so we know who they're going to vote for. However, they can't seem to get the ballots to our military people overseas and back again in time for the elections. And the reason behind, and you go look. I'm not telling anybody any lies or any fibs. I'm not stretching the truth. Go look. Go do your own Googling. Okay, I'm not doing all the work for you. We can't even get the guys fighting for our freedom, fighting for our right to vote. We can't get their vote back here in time. Why? Because the military tends to vote mostly Republican. So God forbid we all want their stuff back here in time to vote. But we do want the felons to vote. We want to give them every chance we can to make sure that their vote counts. It just makes me nuts. Corey, a couple of numbers here that definitely affect the black community. 13 million more Americans on food stamps. So when Barack Obama took office, that's like a 58% increase. In the African-American community, a 58% increase. One in five families without someone in the workplace. One in six men ages 18 to 34 are either incarcerated or out of the labor force. More debt. He's accumulated more debt than any other president, all the presidents combined. Almost 95 million Americans out of the labor force. 20% of those, the increases, is African-Americans or the black community. Lowest participation rate since the 1970s, worst economic recovery since the 1940s, and the black community has seen the lowest home ownership rates in 51 years. But here's the thing. When I heard these numbers earlier tonight, there was a woman speaking for the black community, a Democrat speaking for the black community, and here's what she actually said about that. She said the reason that black people can't buy homes as easy as they used to is because the banking regulations have changed, okay? And the government, in essence, the Republicans, are keeping them from getting loans. So she obviously never paid attention to the foreclosure market. I mean, really. And she had the guts to talk about predatory lending. You lend somebody 100% on a house, who's the predatory lender? You don't have to take the loan, right?
May I make a two-minute comment about this?
God, you got 4 minutes. Go ahead.
Here's a comment. That's BS. Anybody that knows that if a person working McDonald's, I mean, that's how we got into this, by giving people things that they couldn't afford. A person works at McDonald's and you give him $100,000 a house or whatever, he's not going to be able to make those payments. I mean, come on, let's just be real about that. And that's how the housing market foreclosed because of stuff like that. So, to anybody that know anything about the foreclosures and what went on or whatever, you know, that's why I say liberals can talk to liberals to ignorant voters like this because they don't know any better. And to get back to about letting felons and Syrian refugees vote, I still don't understand how do you vote and do this, A, when you committed a crime, a felony, and B, when you don't even have, you're not even here legally or whatever. So, you know, that's why they want all of them to come in. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand why that's happening. But then again, they won't pull the card and ask them, why are you letting people vote? Because they're going to vote liberal. We already know that.
Yeah, I don't want to beat this to death. I mean, I'm beating it to death, but I don't want to beat it to death. I just don't get
it. No, it should be beaten to death.
But you said, something earlier I really liked. You said that some of those people that you're hanging with are going to secretly vote for Trump. You think there's a lot of people out there like that? You think there's a lot of people that run, even in the Baltimore circles that are going to vote for Trump as opposed to Hillary?
If I was Donald Trump's campaign manager and getting him ready for this final last debate, I would tell him, go out guns blazing and really sit and look into the camera and tell American people exactly how you feel deep down about. Don't worry about her. We already know she's a crook. We already know what kind of person she is or whatever. But talk to them straight and let them know exactly and lay out everything so that she, you know, forget the name calling. Don't worry about that. That's what he has to get away from, that name calling. Because every time he does that, they play on it. Forget it. Deal with the facts. Deal with her. Like I said, what's the three things? The emails, her health, and Benghazi. And you stay on things like that, and her policies. You stay on them three things, debating he's going to win. Because she has her track record. One thing Donald Trump has, he doesn't have a track record. She does. She has a track record, like I said, off air with her and her husband, R.A.M. So we know that means rape and murder. He's rape and she's murder.
Well, listen, we're coming up on it right now. You can tell people how they can get in touch with you, how they get a hold of you.
All right, Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook and Corey Duncan on Twitter. Keep up the good work on Twitter, and I'd like to thank the University of Texas. They're already recruiting all three of my kids in 4 years. Hopefully, I can retire. Well,
Texas,
5 years.
They don't allow wait, but they don't allow black people in Texas, do they? I mean, I hear they're racist and bigots down there and everything else.
Hey, look. Let me tell you, like I would tell anyone else. Hey, look, when you come up, you live from up north and you come down there, don't bring that stuff down there because that don't go on the Lone Star. Sorry.
Hey, Corey, thanks for being with me tonight. And I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, next hour, it's kind of open mic. Any topic's going to take it. And believe me, I got a lot I want to talk about. We'll be right back.